Chapter 14. And it came to pass on the third day, while I was sitting under an oak, suddenly a voice came out of a bush opposite me and said,
"Ezra, Ezra."
And I answered, "Here I am, Lord." And I rose to my feet. When I rose to my feet, he said to me,
"I revealed myself from a bush and spoke to Moses when my people were enslaved in Egypt. And I sent him to lead my people out of Egypt. And I led him up on Mount Sinai, where I kept him with me for many days. I told him many wondrous things, and showed him the secrets of the times, and declared to him the end of the times. Then I commanded him, saying, 'These words you shall publish openly, but these you must keep secret.' And now I say to you, lay up in your heart the signs that I have shown you, the dreams that you have seen, and the interpretations that you have heard. For you shall be taken up from among men, and from then on you shall live with my son and with those who are like you until the times are ended. The age has lost its youth, and the times are approaching old age. For the age is divided into 12 parts, and 9 of its parts have already passed, as well as half of the 10th part. So 2 of its parts remain, after the second half of the 10th part. Now therefore, set your house in order, and reprove your people. Comfort the lowly among them, and instruct the wise. And now renounce the life that is corruptible, and put mortal thoughts away from you. Cast human burdens away from you, and divest yourself at once of feeble nature. And put aside your most grievous thoughts, and hurry to escape from these times. For evils worse than any that you have yet seen happen shall take place in the future. For the weaker the world becomes through old age, the more numerous will evils be upon its inhabitants. Truth shall become more distant, and falsehood shall draw nearer. For the eagle that you saw in the vision is already hastening to come."
Then I answered and said, "Let me speak in your presence, Lord. For behold, I will go as you have commanded me, and I will reprove the people who are now living. But who will warn those who are yet to be born? For the world lies in darkness, and its inhabitants are without light. For your law has been burned, and so no one knows what has been done by you or what is yet to be done. If then I have found favor with you, grant me your Holy Spirit, and I will write everything that has happened in the world from the beginning, the things that were written in your law, so that the people may be able to find the path, and that those who want to live in the last days may do so." He answered me and said,
"Go and gather the people, and tell them not to seek you for 40 days. But prepare for yourself many writing tablets, and take with you Seraiah, Debriah, Shelemiah, Elkanah, and Asiel, these 5 who are trained to write rapidly. Then you shall come here, and I will light the lamp of understanding in your heart, which shall not be extinguished until what you are about to write is finished. And when you have finished, you must publish some of your works, but deliver others in secret to the wise. Tomorrow at this hour, you must begin to write."
Then I went as he commanded me, and I gathered all the people together and said to them, "Listen to these words, O Israel! Formerly, our fathers were aliens in Egypt, but they were liberated from that place and received the law of life, which they did not keep, which you also have transgressed after them, then, the land and the territory of Zion was given to you as a dowry. But you and your fathers committed iniquity and repudiated the ways that he commanded you. And since he is a righteous judge, in due time he took you from what he had given. And now you are here, and your brothers are still further away. Therefore, if you will control your inclination and discipline your hearts, you shall be preserved alive, and after death you shall obtain mercy. For after death, the judgment will come when we shall live again. And then the names of the righteous shall become manifest, and the deeds of the wicked shall be disclosed. But let no one approach me now, and let no one seek me for 40 days. So I took the 5 men as he commanded me, and we proceeded to the field, where we remained. And it came to pass on the next day, that behold, a voice called me, saying,
Ezra, open your mouth, and drink what I give you to drink.
When I opened my mouth, I saw that a full cup was offered to me. It was full of something like water, but its color was like fire. I took it and drank. And when I had drunk it, my heart poured forth understanding, and wisdom increased in my breast, and my spirit retained its memory. And my mouth was opened and was no longer closed. Moreover, the Most High gave understanding to those 5 men, and by turns, they wrote what was dictated, using characters that they did not understand. They sat 40 days. They wrote during the day and ate their bread at night. But as for me, I spoke during the day and was not silent at night. So during the 40 days, 94 books were written. And when the 40 days were ended, the Most High spoke to me, saying,
Publish the 24 books that you wrote first, and let the worthy and the unworthy read them. But keep the 70 that were written last, in order to give them to the wise among your people. For in them are the springs of understanding, the fountains of wisdom, and the river of knowledge.
And I did so.